The Hang Zone Investigation. Mystery. Peril. Deceit. Encroachment. Money. The Hang Zone Investigates.
All right. I know nothing about what this is about, but I know Blake is going to tell us.
Well, I needed a little extra room for my weekend check because I got to experience one of the coolest things I've done in quite some time. And yes, Dan, it involves video games.
So this is what Friday...
Video games!
I went in there during a break to the room. We were in two different rooms here. Well...
Keep going.
Blake and Ham are in one room, so I went in there to grab something off the printer or something, and I see Blake is watching his iPad, and he was watching a video game. He was watching someone else play a video game.
During the show.
During the breaks in the show.
But he said, what was it, a big tournament that was in Dallas?
Yeah.
And then he went on to tell me that this team... that he's following, they actually have their headquarters in the AT&T Plaza here, or whatever the plaza is called now, right here at the AAC. And that, so we declared we'd be the official show of that team. What's your team called?
Optic Gaming.
Okay, so that's how this... Would you have done this, Investigates, without me catching you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's something I did over the weekend that I think I did for you guys. And I've been planning this for a couple weeks, but let me start at the very beginning. So, over the pandemic, I had gotten back into shooters because you couldn't really hang out with your friends anymore. And so we just picked up an old video game that we had played back in high school, and the group of us would just get on.
It's called Shooters.
It's just a
type of game.
It's a type of game.
Oh, that's what you would... Okay.
Yeah. Just a first-person shooter where, like, what you see on the screen is basically your gun, and you go around and you shoot people. Well, the latest Halo came out in 2021, and we started playing that. And about 6 months ago, I kind of hit a wall playing it, and I wanted to watch some streamers play to get some, like, tips and tricks and see how they played the game. And plus, like, with Brooks at home and a wife, I don't have the time I used to. And, like, you kind of get free time in, like, 10-minute increments where maybe they're outside or maybe he's watching Bluey and I could slip in, like, you know, I could watch a quick YouTube video, but I couldn't sit down to play for an hour. And one of the first videos that I watched, I was blown away by how good this one guy was and the way that he played, and I became obsessed with watching his streams. And all it is you watch his screen, you see what he sees, and there's a camera on him as he plays. And the guy's screen name is Lucid, and I learned that he plays for a professional Halo team sponsored by Optic, whose headquarters is right across the plaza. And so I thought it was cool because he plays for a Dallas team. It's like, you're cheering for your local team. And he uploads about a video a day, and I think in the last 6 months, I've seen every single one that he's put up.
Incredible.
And how long are they?
They're about 15 minutes. He'll just play a couple games and then you just watch it.
So you're a big
it.
Lucid fan.
Yeah.
Is he here locally?
No, I think he's in Florida. But I didn't know this at the time, but I became one of those really annoying sports fans because I had found the best player on the best team and I decided, yeah, I'll cheer for them. They're like a really successful team in Halo, world champions last year anyway. So over the course of watching all of his videos... in some of their online tournaments, I start to get like really invested in Halo esports. So much so that I know some of the other teams, some of the other players, some of the drama, what have you. And I just got to the point where I was watching a tournament during breaks in the show last Friday.
Because it was a local tournament.
Yeah.
So does that mean Lucid was in town?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Has Lucid ever been canceled?
I don't think so.
Seems like every one of the big streamers that we find out about, we then find out, well, regrettably, we've had to remove them from the team for some comments.
No, and he's not a really showy person. I don't know. I'm not.
The Grinder.
Yeah, he's just.
He acts like he's been there before.
He's a real lunch pail guy. Anyway, so Halo has one of
Would it excite you if we booked Lucid in studio someday?
I mean, I've thought about I could probably book him for the show, but there'd be no point. There'd be no reason to.
Why?
Well, you would like it.
Yeah, but it's not. I would get to introduce
Lucid to his biggest fan.
Well, yeah, maybe one day. Maybe
we
a
had
birthday
my
guest.
High school wide receivers coach on this show.
Yeah, but it's your show.
No, we're for the people.
All right, yeah. So
meaning us.
Halo had one of their major tournaments here in Dallas, and I really wanted to go see it in person. So I went to their tournament website, saw that they had a media tab, and applied for a credential, and I got approved.
You see the hat he's wearing today.
I got an Optic Gaming hat on.
So,
real impartial.
Are there a lot of media members?
No, I didn't see a lot of media people there. But it wasn't just the Halo tournament.
And do they have like a press conference after their game? You get to ask them questions?
They said on there that I could request one-on-one interviews, but I thought that may have been too much.
Oh, we could have got a Lucid liner.
Bitch. Anyway.
You were just afraid to meet Lucid.
So at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center, it was not just a Halo tournament. It was an esports festival.
Nice.
And so there were several different game tournaments going on. There was the Rocket League World Championship, which, have you guys heard of Rocket League?
Soroy used to be super, super into that.
Okay. It's basically three people driving cars playing soccer.
It looks insane.
It is. But there were teams from all over the world.
Say it again.
It's like there's a soccer ball. And it's in like a bold arena type thing, but you're driving cars playing soccer. It's madness.
Trying to work the ball into the net?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very easy to pick up and play, but the World Championships of Rocket League was there. Teams from all over the world there to play Rocket League. And their stage was huge. There was 200 seats there. It was really cool. So let's see. There were gaming tournaments, but there was also just like tons of stuff to do for just the patrons. So there were demo booths for gaming equipment if you wanted to sit down and play on them. There were free
chairs.
Yeah, the cool chairs, the cool monitors, the cool controllers. There were free play centers where you could play other people at the venue. There were learning stations there, where people were teaching people how to play different games. There was a stage there where you could play different pros in different games.
Is it totally teens?
Mostly. They're I mean, totally it was a really young demographic.
Yeah, I'm saying, are you one of the older guys there?
Definitely.
Older fans.
Yeah. A lot of people in cosplay.
What does that mean?
They're dressed like their favorite video game or anime characters, just walking around. Just like Jake, the guy that's just there by himself dressed as Aladdin, I don't know.
Yeah, at Disney.
There was a Master Chief Spartan walking around, just him. Not doing a bit. That's what he wanted to wear at this thing. So there was a ton of stuff to do, and I think we've talked about this on the show, but a really big stress reliever for, I think, young adults now are coloring books. And there was a coloring book lounge if you just needed to take a break.
This is true.
I do know adult coloring books are a thing. In fact, I have an adult at home.
Me too.
Who is into it. So your wife does that?
Ham? Oh, yeah. She's
my
got
wife.
Like a dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably underselling it too.
I noted my wife would pick up the kids' coloring book when they were done with it or something, and she'd go ahead have at it. So I got her one of the adult ones for Christmas one year, and she actually likes it.
Yeah. I'm ashamed to know this, but when you go to therapy, like, they'll go over a bunch of different stuff you can do to relax and be mindful. And one of them, like, they'll offer you, it's almost like a, like, Buddhist images that are like mindful coloring for relaxation. I'm like, you know, that's probably too much for me.
You know what?
I see where that's headed. I like it.
I feel like washing dishes is that for me.
Oh, for sure.
It just clears your mind. You can just focus on this thing. Boy,
yeah.
I should have taught my wife that.
Totally.
So, but the reason I was there was to watch the Halo tournament. So when you got to the Halo stage, there was about 100 to 150 chairs facing the stage where the 10 competitors were. It's 4-on-4 plus a coach for each team.
So you're watching guys sitting there in their headsets and...
Yeah. And they're facing the crowd,
but
and you can
can't
see their monitors. You could see the coach.
Oh, you could
above
see
them.
Their monitors. Okay.
Well,
is there a big up on the
Well, okay, so they are facing you, so you can see the back of their monitors, but when you what you see up on the screen is one guy's screen. And it just it floats from different person to different person based on what's going on in the game. But behind you to your left are the commentators. You got your Romo and your Nance calling the game as the game is on the screen.
Really?
To your right, you have your...
Is that something you want to get into?
No.
As a young play-by-play aspiring?
I know you're kind of mocking it, but that will be a thing one day.
I'm
not mocking
I'm
it at all.
Kind of mocking it, but I'm actually wondering, is that something you would think would be cool
it's
for
not,
your future?
No, it's not something I want to do, but it is definitely something that kids will begin to do. To your right was your post-game show with your Ernie, Chuck, Shaq, and Kenny. After the games, they would cut it up. And then off the stage to the right was a watching party where your little maining cast was going on, where it was a separate broadcast of the game with different pro streamers commenting on the game.
Now, that's the one you should do.
Yeah, that would be cool. But I mean, it's a whole production, and it's really, really cool. And I'd gotten used to watching these tournaments or games just on my phone by myself. But there I was sitting in a crowd where normally you would react like, oh, now a whole crowd is reacting with you.
And did you love it?
I loved it.
How many people would you say were watching live online?
Live online was about 35,000, which is low in the esports game. The most recent Call of Duty major had over 300,000 streamers at one point.
Yeah, I think it's also... Well, isn't that like comparable to what Liv was doing?
Yeah, probably. But no, it was really cool watching in a crowd. Now, Optic is stationed here, so there were a lot of Optic fans. And, you know, they would do something cool and get control, and the crowd would kind of go crazy and start a chant. And I don't know.
It's a chant.
Yeah. Let's go, Optic.
All
Let's
right.
go,
game.
Optic.
Stop.
Very
game.
So that was really cool. And it was something like really new to me. So there's still a bit of, I don't know, newness to it where you've walked into a Rangers game 100 times. You kind of get it. But this was brand new and it was really, really cool.
Sounds like it was magical to you.
It kind of was.
Will Lucid ever speak at the SMU Athletic Forum luncheon?
Ooh, I like that.
I don't know. I doubt it.
They're the athletes Definitely. Of the future.
He's going to speak here, that's for sure. We need to book Lucid.
Book him.
I would love to.
Boy, tomorrow, watch how quick this turnaround
is. Yes!
No, so, okay. So
2:30.
I knew you guys wouldn't be interested in that, but here's what I think you will be interested in. So when I applied for my media credential, I got invited to a media panel on the history and future of esports.
Okay.
Now, I would not have gone to this had it not been for the show, but I'm really glad I went because I went up there and they offered a tour of the team facility in Frisco. There's a team in Frisco. So as I'm driving up there, I exit and I realize I'm driving to the Star.
It's there? Because doesn't Jerry own part of them?
Jerry Jones owns an esports team.
Okay.
Called Complexity.
Yeah.
And I got to tour their facility. And so this media panel, it was so very Cowboys where I check in, I get my little wristband, I walk upstairs. There's two open bars. There's waiters carrying around little appetizers. There's a full buffet. It's a lot like the Cowboys media party. And it's at their team facility. And then they go on to explain that their quote-unquote athletes live in luxury apartments in Frisco. They commute to that facility. They practice in person. They eat. They have the same nutritionist as the Cowboys. They go to the same gym as the Cowboys. They go to the same sports rehab facility across the street as the Cowboys. They are treated exactly like the Dallas Cowboys. But they are esport athletes.
What, any titles?
No, in a very much Cowboys fashion, they did pretty well in pool play and got bounced in the tournament.
Hey-o!
But no, it's cool. I mean, it was a top-notch facility. They have a room that simulates crowd noise to simulate playing in front of a crowd. They have the best of everything. Like
piping in the link at Valley Ridge.
Yeah. I mean, it's exactly like the Cowboys. And it was pretty cool.
Well, so I'm happy
awesome.
For you.
That was my weekend. That was my esports weekend. Optic got third, by the way.
Oh,
you're on the podium.
Didn't take it home.
Classic Optic, yeah, as Baldy said. That's They don't have the killer instinct.
I mean, they had won 3 straight LAN tournaments and world champions last year.
LAND tournaments.
LAN. Local Area Network.
Even I know that one.
LAN.
No, no, FaZe Clan took it home.
Oh, I've heard a lot about FaZe.
They hated FaZe Clan.
They got drama everywhere.
Totally.
All right, Blake. Well, that was a good Hang Zone Investigates.